One of the key features of C++ is that it supports objects. It's an object-oriented programming language. The notion of an object is not terribly unusual. It's based on the idea of a class. A class is really just a type. An object-oriented programming language allows you to define your own types. But even that is not a revolutionary concept. A new type in C++ is really nothing more than a struct that you also define functions with. So basically what you do is you define a struct like you normally would, but in addition to defining data members, you define member functions. And these functions can only be applied to an object of the type of the struct that you have defined. And there's a new keyword called class, and it's pretty much interchangeable with struct. There's only some minor differences between the two. But it's there just for emphasis, because class is the term for that object-oriented concept of a user-defined type. When you define a class, either using the class or the struct keyword in C++, you not only can add member functions to the definition inside that class, but you can also specify whether they can be accessed by users or not. That is, you can have private sections where data and functions, according to your design, can only be accessed inside of one of the member functions of that class. In other words, a client who is using an object of this new type that you're defining cannot call those functions or cannot access that data because you have called it private. There's also a protected keyword too, which is a little less exclusionary than the private. Now again, as I mentioned on the previous slide, when you define your class, you can define special functions which will automatically be called when a new object is created to initialize it, and when an object is destroyed to clean up any resources that it might have used. And these are called constructors and destructors, respectively.